Voice Radio.
Believe it.
Today's show is brought to you by the Blossoming the Inner Spirit program by Athena Lucene, where you learn how to embrace your spiritual giftedness and how to use them to live your most fulfilling life. Register now at blossomingtheinnerspirit.com.
This is Carib Voice Radio, and you are listening to Spirituality in the Mix of Life. I'm your host, Athena Lucene, and on today's show, we're going to be talking about how to apply universal love in day-to-day life for more success and prosperity. I like to, just start out by explaining what I mean by universal love, because what I've realized is that different things, different words in the English language particularly, gives a different perception to the listener or the perceiver. So when I speak, you'll hear me say a lot of times, I'll clarify what I mean by certain words and certain phrases, so that when it hits the construct of your mind, you can receive it as closely as I intended it. Because the words and the topics on this show is specially designed for you to activate a higher part of yourself, open up that the newer pathways and of higher conscious, expansive perceptions for your reality, your world, your life, right? Because we are all individual creators, because the Creator has gifted us with the gift of creating life, creating happiness, creating joy, creating meaningful experiences, anything that would bring us delight for the satisfaction and the pure revel of our soul journey. So universal love, I think, means a lot of things to different persons, but overall, I think that universal love, I think many of you will align with my definition or my intention of the use of the phrase nicely. But just for the purposes, as I've mentioned, when I say universal love, I am speaking to just like a oneness approach to the way that we offer care or gentleness, or the way we demonstrate an idea or an idea about how we express the sentiments, our sentimental feelings in a situation or towards a person. Universal love has to do with a love or an approach, a care, where it's outside a third dimensional construct, or it's outside of the societal frame of reference of love. So for instance, society teaches us, you love your spouse or your children, right? And there's that, I guess, the core family or the core people that you love. And you love them and give more of them, more of yourself to them. And then persons who are not in that circle, it's like you give a different kind of love. A less quality love is like the suggestion of society. Universal love has to do with loving each and everybody, each person, no matter where they fall in the terms of social labels, in the terms of, who they are, whether they're a stranger or someone you know. Universal love has to do with approaching everyone with a presence, everyone with a gentleness, a sense of care, a sense of compassion, no matter who they are, no matter whether they're a stranger to you or not, no matter what label or what title they hold in your life. You approach them with a certain foundation of vibrations of kindness, compassion, understanding. Universal love to me, put in a nutshell, is treating every single person the way you would want to be treated. Every single person, no exception. Even if someone is being unkind to you, there is a power in being present and recognizing through your spirituality, through your spiritual growth, your direct connection for divine intelligent downloads from the Creator or inspiration, there is a knowing of how to deal with certain situations. But the idea is to always still be loving, assertive, but loving no matter who you're dealing with. So universal love is simply, for me, treating everyone the way you would want to be treated. It's been referred to as the golden rule, right? But it's beyond that, because it's a sense of being in the vibrations of presence with every person that you interact with. It's a mindful projected intention of creating and co-creating blissful moments in every interaction, looking for that deeper connection, because life is about connection. And when you can truly find something to connect with someone else, whether it's virtually, whether it's in person, when you can find a common ground to connect with someone and just to have that organic, natural experience with them, where you're enjoying various aspects of them and they're enjoying various aspects of you based on the situation or the environment or the context that you're engaging in. When you can, you know, foster a sense of universal love, that's when the magic begins. That's when the momentum towards joy, happiness, prosperity, and success, that's when that projected energy flow really ramps up, and then life becomes more interesting because prosperity finds you, success finds you. You begin to be magic in motion as you magnetize everything that could possibly, in your imagination, be meaningful for you to experience. This is the age of vibrationally through love, through universal love, through truly seeking to touch someone else's life in a positive way, being the highest and best version of yourself and meeting or engaging with persons from that viewpoint, from the highest version of yourself, giving persons the best of you. Because number one, in turn, you're going to receive the best in them because the vibration that you hold will require it. But it all comes down to your own self-love first. You must give yourself universal love first. You have to love all aspects of yourself. You have to be at peace with everything that you've ever experienced in your life. You have to train your mind to view every experience, every challenge as an invitation for you to view yourself in an empowered space. You know, it's an invitation of how you embraced courage, how you embraced more spirituality, how you embraced your sense of being able to be one with the Creator and flow through life and grow with your experiences. It's been called overcoming or surpassing the victim mentality. Instead of it was done to you, it was done for you. So experiences now at this level of your spirituality, your spiritual elevation becomes, you know, experiences are for you. No one is out to get you. No one is out to bring you down. Like, it's time for us to let go of those paradigms, but only we can do it for ourselves in our minds. And when you realize that life happens for you and circumstances happen for you, and you align more with universal love, meaning you, every single point of your day, your focus, you know, I always say, you know, rise up, give thanks, beautify, and create. So each moment of your day is full of loving thoughts towards the people you're interacting with, your business, yourself, just loving thoughts. You all are intelligent enough to know when you're thinking positively and when you're thinking negatively. So spirituality in some ways can be associated with cultivating a mindset, a spiritual mindset that is beneficial for the reality you're co-creating with the Creator or co-creating with other people you're interacting with. That's why I said you are a creator as well as a co-creator. you're always co-creating because there is an intangible physical, non-physical realm where energy is always in motion. You know, the invisible world is always, you know, the liquid world, it's always in a momentum towards forming something in the physical realm, or a physical manifestation where we can actually see the outcome with our physical eyes. But our first eye, our spiritual eyes, is where we see the non-physical. And when we're in this co-creating synergy at the start of our day, we can make up our minds that we are going to be powerful in our minds. This is why a mind is a terrible thing to waste, is because our mind is what creates the non-physical expression of what is meaningful to us. So if we want more love in our life, we have to first focus on seeing love and being love and having loving interactions. It could be you complimenting someone, you being willing to see beauty in others. There's some people that really struggle with seeing beauty in other people. And I don't judge it. But when I see that, you know, I always encourage persons to see beauty in other persons, because if you can see beauty in other persons, it means that you profoundly can see beauty and do see beauty in yourself. So the idea is to continually create throughout the day meaningful interactions, you know, through the way you're thinking about others. Instead of thinking negative, like, oh, that person is such and such, or that person is out to get me. Even if all the physical evidence is showing you that, if you focus your mind, this is the way you activate your power. This is how you, through universal love, activate more success and prosperity. Because what has already manifested, even if it's that person who is so-called out to get you, or that condition or circumstances that's not going in your way, whether you're not making enough money, whether you're not signing up clients fast enough or consistently enough, whether it's you're not having the sense of deeply fulfilling connections and interactions with other humans, your human family, you know, the idea is if you start training your mind, start thinking more lovingly. You know, I bless everyone with love. I am love in motion, you know, and I'm always, this is ways that you can talk to yourself, your self-talk. You know, I'm love in motion. I'm always available to see more love in my life. I'm always available to give love and more love in my life. And I know for many persons who have been used to or accustomed to using the physically manifested reality as the evidence of what is, the physically manifested reality is the ultimate illusion because it's no longer relevant, because now something new is being created in the non-physical world, in the liquid world, right? And you have the opportunity to now focus through your mind, your thought vibrations, manifest something that is now more meaningful to you instead of the old story of what's already manifested. That energy is done. Now you can use the opportunity of retraining your mind and dictating to your mind what to perceive in your reality. The Creator has given you that ultimate gift. You know, the Creator has given you the ultimate gift of creation. You can create, and it goes beyond creating children. You have been given with the gift of creation to create whatever it is that your heart desires, that gives you happiness, that brings you the form of prosperity and success that you truly deserve and want. But the thing is, you stop yourself from it by not tapping into more love, not tapping into more gentleness and easiness with yourself and everyone else. When you can just be, allow yourself to just be and just flow. If something doesn't go the way you wanted it to go, if someone is late to a meeting, just, it's okay. Just try to be a little bit more flexible. Try to be a little bit more going with the flow, because when things like such as someone being late for a meeting, or you know, something that you were looking forward to happening a certain day, it doesn't happen that day. It happens a week later or a month later. Just know that the creator of the universe is orchestrating things to come together more beautifully and meaningful and more with more prosperity and success for you. All you have to do is be in the natural vibrations of positive expectation. Know that the Creator has your back. Know that you are loved. Know that you are loved and you are love. And it doesn't matter what seems to be happening physically. When you train, I always say it's more important to be able, it's important to be able to see the what's physically manifested and also what's non-physically manifested. But the thing about it is, enough persons in my experience, there are a lot of people who have not trained their first eye, their non-physical eye, the eye that sees the insight into the spiritual realm. Because when you can see what's going on in the spiritual realm simultaneously as what's going on in the physical realm or the physical world, what's happening here on the planet, it's like you are tempted to be in fear more when you can't see the non-physical. When you can see the non-physical, which is, you know, beautiful synergies of energies coming together and creating like more momentum towards that home that you're looking to purchase or the prosperity in your business. Do you understand that it does not matter what the external economic report or status says? Do you understand that nothing matters in the physical reality because you, through the shifting of your mind, your thought projections, can simply change the trajectory of that? Anything that you are experiencing that is not desired, you can change a trajectory of that so easily by start shifting. By this is why I encourage you to foster a dynamic mind. You know, be able to shift effortlessly from one thought. Like if you're spiraling in a downward sense or trajectory of emotions, right? Which it happens to all of us, you know, including me. It happens to the best of all of us. And this is why it's important to have these kind of conscious conversations and to discuss and have these kinds of dialogues, because we're all perceiving our reality. And I think that we all have beautiful minds that we can collectively come together and create a more meaningful collective synergy that's actually going to be beneficial for the planet if each of us are using our mind in a productive way to perceive a more satisfying physical reality, right? But if through you not knowing your power, you're thinking negatively or not emitting or radiating enough love, right, to the planet, to other people, to yourself, guess what? You know, it's going to be a continual trajectory of negative manifestations or the more suffering, more poverty, more, you know, war, more conflicts. You know, do you understand that your power is your stillness? Your power is your stillness and to just tap into more vibrations of love. Do you understand that when you are focused on showing love unconditionally, no matter what, of course, in a healthy way, this is not about turning the other cheek. You know, someone slaps you, you turn the other cheek. I don't, I want to lovingly say that I don't align with that. You know, I believe that it's loving to be, caring and to advocate for yourself and to be assertive, but still balanced and loving at the same time. You know, if someone insults you, you don't have to be nasty about it or respond to them in a nasty way. But I do believe that you can lovingly, from a place of self-love and self-honor, say to them, well, I appreciate you expressing that. However, that doesn't work for me. This is what can work for me, and if it works for you, we can go forward. Do you see the sense of implementing healthy boundaries in your life through a universal love, through the vibrations of love? Love does not mean that you're a doormat, by the way, persons. Love does not, I just called everyone persons, but yeah, love doesn't mean that you are a doormat for anyone. Love just simply means that you are solid within yourself. You see the You are connected with your higher self. You are connected with the creator, and you live life in a mentally and a heart space balance. And through that balance, you're able to be dynamic in your energy, dynamic in your mental thought projections, aware enough to be able to stop, you know, any trajectory of negative thoughts quicker before it creates a momentum vibrationally to actually manifest an expression of those negative thoughts. So I think that, you know, we're kind of getting warmed up nicely. And I think that universal love is the key to more prosperity and success, because when you're just in the vibration of love, things have to go in a beneficial way for you. Things must manifest for you in a meaningful way that's going to bring your heart delight and happiness. So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back in a few moments, and we are going to continue our discussion this show on how to apply universal love in day-to-day life for success and prosperity. So we'll be back in a few moments.
I got brew, I got instant, what you want? The energy and NutriBliss, please come and get some. Come get it from the detoxy lady. She's the number one and her name is Shani. I'm running out of tea. When they see me selling these, now they say they want tea. I got three options, so please tell me. Regular lemon and raspberry. She got drops, Olivier and Harmony. So please call Shani for your detox needs.
For all your detox and wellness products from Total Life Changes, call Shani at 824-9115 or contact her on Instagram or Facebook at Tashauna Ellis.
And we are back. This is Athena Lucene. You are listening to Spirituality in the Mix of Life. And on today's show, we're talking about how to apply universal love in day-to-day life for success and prosperity. And so we've covered a lot of about what universal love is and how we can express that more fully in our day-to-day life. I want to give you more tangible examples on this segment of the show, because intuitively I'm hearing persons say, that sounds so great, but you know, how do I really practically apply universal love in my day-to-day life? It's literally being connected with yourself, your higher self, and the creator. It's that telepathic communication with you and the creator throughout your day. It's that being more in the observer seat instead of the reactor seat. And as your day unfolds, being present with every email that you receive, it's being present with everything that happens. You know, it could be you driving. For those of you who are needing to be out and about, going to work, doing things right now, even during the COVID season, it could be just, you know, you at a stoplight and you just take a deep breath in and just say, you know, I bless everyone with love. It could be you visualizing, you know, lighting a white candle of love and hope and peace of mind and serenity and for the planet. There's so many ways that you can emit universal love throughout your day, not judging persons. Like, you know, we're all having our own unique expressions of challenges and invitations to grow and become, you know, more spiritually elevated. So, you know, if you see someone throughout your day having a hard time, instead of judging them, I mean, be a little bit more express more gestures of kindness, whether it's just an encouraging word, whether it's a smile, whether it's, you know, encouraging that person, you know, that it's okay. You know, it happens to the best of us. I mean, this is life and no one is above the human experience. It's about that heart-centered living, that universal heart language, right? Love is a universal language, because it doesn't matter what, you know, cultural barriers or language barriers there are. When you live your life from a space of love, where giving love and receiving love, you're in that natural state, that natural flow of the love vibrations, it doesn't matter what other barriers there are. If someone, it's putting yourself in that other person's shoes, and it's about expressing a form of compassion to that person as if you are literally rendezvousing with yourself. You're rendezvousing with yourself, everyone. You're connected to every single other person. There is no separation. You are one with all. You know, there's absolutely no separation. And the idea that someone else is separate from you is, you know, one of the fundamental illusions. And if we can all treat other persons the way we would want to be treated, we would see an absolute difference in our state of minds, you know, in the quality of how we interact with other people, and the quality of how we forgive other persons very easily, because we would want to be forgiven, wouldn't we? If we, you know, unintentionally hurt someone, or even if there was a point in your life where you intentionally hurt someone or did something that was not really aligned with, you know, with harmony and with things that are of a positive nature, it's okay to be, you would want to be forgiven for that. You would want to be able to forgive yourself and move on and have peace about the situation, no matter what it is. So it really, universal love really comes down to the golden rule of loving others or treating others the way you would want to be treated. And the thing is, you know, these words that I'm saying, universal truth is universal truth. There are many things that I've said on today's show that you may have heard before, but my intention is that you not just hear it or intellectualize it, but I want you, my intentions is for you to feel the vibrations of the words that I'm expressing, feeling it and knowing it emotionally. Because if you think you understand something intellectually, this love vibration, this universal love vibration has nothing to do with intellectualizing what we think love is or what we think or how we think it should be demonstrated. Love is a way of being. Love is an essence. Love is a flow. Love is a gentle power. The vibrations of love is soft but strong. It's gentle but powerful. It is a lightness, a sense of synchronicities, a sense of surreal experiences. When you are deep in a vibration of love, everything flows to you in a beneficial way. You have peace of mind about everything. Persons just are magnetized to you. People want to be around you. People want to bring the best version of themselves to you, because again, you're bringing the best version of yourself to them. You're bringing the loving version of yourself to them. You're bringing the version of yourself to them that inspires them. You're bringing the version of yourself to them that, you know, doesn't judge them, that seeks to nurture something that you see within them that they may not see within themselves. That is true love. That is true unconditional love. And the more you do that, the more your prosperity is going to open up. Your channels of success and prosperity, I promise you, will chase you down and overwhelm you. You will have so many good problems to have, good quote-unquote problems to have. You'll have more customers than you can even provide or keep up with, you know. There'll be a surplus, an abundance of everything that you can even think or know or believe is great for your business, for your life. You will live at a state of uninterrupted peace of mind, uninterrupted sense and feelings of your alrightness, your aliveness, your well-beingness. You will literally be untouchable and invincible, literally, because now you're in an essence of love and light in motion, energy in motion, everything working out for you, so-called enemies doing good for you, doing good towards you. Do you understand that the vibrations of love and universal love is like the greatest weapon against any adversity? And you can be love without turning the other cheek. You can be love by honoring how you feel. You can be love and still be in harmony with this vibration by putting yourself first in a healthy way, by nourishing your own soul first, by being clear about what prosperity and success looks like for you, because it's different for everyone and it's okay. Not everybody wants a $1 million mansion, you know? And there's no judgment against anybody who wants a million-dollar mansion. It's just that each of us are different. We have different soul callings. We have different purposes. We have different dynamic formulations of our of what our unique sparks of divinity is. You know, we are all the creator, just in different versions of the creator. But at the core, we are all we all have the same nature of the creator. And so it doesn't matter what your expression or what your idea of prosperity and success is. It will come to you if you simply practice showing more love, showing more kindness, and start with yourself. Stop beating yourself up. Be gentle on yourself. Be loving with yourself. All the things that another person would appreciate from you, you be it to yourself first. Be it to yourself first, and it will be so natural when you do it with other persons. That is the key. It will be so natural when you are loving, caring, gentle to yourself. It will become so natural to do it with other persons. So again, everything goes back to self. Love yourself, honor yourself, uplift yourself, show yourself love, universal love first. Show yourself love in a deep capacity, in whatever way that you need. It's been called being your own best friend. Be your own best friend. Be your own best friend. Love yourself. Get in a rendezvous with yourself. I always say it's kind of like it's like a rendezvous with you and the creator, right? It's like the sacred dance with you and the creator, where you're center stage in your reality, your world, your life, however you want to phrase it. And everybody else are like props on the stage. And it's not to say that other people don't have significance, but when it comes to what you are divinely creating with the creator, it's been called your purpose. It's been called your destiny. When you are in alignment and that telepathic communication with the creator, and you're in flow of creating all those things that you are meant to create, that you are meant to manifest for the greatest, for everybody's highest and greatest good, for positive impact on the planet. It could be even positive impact in your own household. When you're in that sacred dance with the creator, right? It's like your focus is there. That's how you become so soul nourished on a consistent basis. It's how you are able to just continually go without feeling that fatigue, because you're not in any resistance. You're in a flow. It's a sacred dance. It's a telepathic communication throughout your day with the creator. It's like you thinking, you having something, all that you need before you even know you need it. And then the day unfolds, and then you realize you have something you needed. And then you say to the creator telepathically, oh my gosh, thank you. Give thanks and praise. You have my back, and I know it. And I know it. And every time that something shows up for me, and I have it in the perfect time, in the perfect divine way that I need to have it, that's a confirmation of that sacred connection. So it's a beautiful thing. And when you get in this sacred dance, and you're center stage in your own reality with the creator, and your telepathic communication, everybody else just harmonizes around you for their highest and greatest good and yours. And everything, as other persons are in their sacred dance of their own spiritual journey and spiritual evolution, everything harmonizes around you. Even your so-called worst enemy, you evoke the highest and best qualities out of them in their interaction with you. So once you get in the sacred dance with the creator, and this universal love, this momentum of universal love, and looking to truly be a blessing to yourself and other persons, it's just a harmonic dance. It's a harmonic flow. There's a nice rhythm that everybody just seems to naturally, intuitively be able to be in sync with. It's called the frequency, the love frequency, and it just flows. So more prosperity, more success comes from tapping into your higher mind, a balanced mind and heart, a sense of just looking to be love and give love and receive love in all situations. There is no fragmentation. There is no disconnect. That's old paradigm. It's time to embrace the new paradigm. And I really want to hear what you think about our show tonight, you know, universal love in general. Can you think of a time when you really, really went out of your way to be kind to someone else or to express love to someone else? And that kind of made your own heart, it warmed your own heart, right? Because I don't know any time anyone has ever done something loving or kind to somebody else and they feel badly about it. Usually when you are kind and loving to others, you feel good. The other person feel good. Hopefully they're able to receive that love, because some people struggle with receiving love, right? Because they don't feel worthy of love. But that's a whole nother topic. But most times, I think every time you've ever done something kind or loving for somebody, that made you feel good. If you felt bad, it was because the other person wasn't able to receive the love. But you felt good that you really, you know, were love in motion. You were one with the nature of the Creator without any disconnection, because that's the love, that's the energy of the Creator. So you became, you know, you were the essence of the Creator in motion. You were the oneness with the Creator in motion. So I would love to hear what you think. Did today's show, you know, bring up anything for you, any memory of a time where you were able to receive love, you know, whether somebody else did something really kind for you or you did something kind for someone else, just anything about this show that, you know, anything you want to share that resonates with you, you can go ahead and email us at aubreyspeaks@gmail.com. Again, that's aubreyspeaks@gmail.com. Go ahead and email us your comments, questions, concerns, you know, anything that you want to share, you know, be a part of this conscious dialogue, this conscious forward moving conversation, because it's important. You're important. We're all important. And, you know, we are a collective, a synergy of energy, right? We are a universe, a galaxy, a cosmic connection, collective. And so we all matter. We all matter. And your opinion matters. So for your own growth, you know, participate, engage in something that is so nourishing. Reach out, let us know what your comments are. We look forward to receiving them. We look forward to responding to them. And again, that email address to send your comments and your questions to is aubreyspeaks@gmail.com. That's it for today's show. You're listening to Carib Voice Radio. This is Spirituality in the Mix, and I'm your host, Athena Lucene. Again, it's my absolute delight to meet and have this show on Sundays, kind of like, you know, the early start of your week, so that you can start projecting forward in a positive vibration of success, prosperity, and of course, universal love. So stay tuned, and we look forward to next show. And that's it for now. Abundant blessings and blissful moments.
Today's show is brought to you by the Blossoming the Inner Spirit program by Athena Lucene, where you learn how to embrace your spiritual giftedness and how to use them to live your most fulfilling life. Register now at blossomingtheinnerspirit.com.
Radio. Believe.